Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Pete Blackburn, and Steve Perrault.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 Podcast, episode 172, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your first place Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Coley Mick, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What up, Section 10 in the building?
In the mother fucking building. It feels good. It feels good to have the intro back. Enzo Amore has been cleared of charges.
This time.
He's a free man. He's an innocent man.
For now.
He's walking the streets.
Terrifying.
I mean, he's walking
he's
the streets.
He's a free man.
He's walking the streets, Jared, but are we about to be tracked down by the Boston police?
We could be in prison in the very near future.
This could be the last episode.
This could be it for us.
Just going to be me.
It's just going to be the Coley Mick Show.
We go 5 hours.
Section Coley. Questions with Coley, where he just takes the DM questions for 5 hours about the Red Sox.
Dude, if Section 10 just became questions for Coley,
yeah,
I'd listen.
I would, too.
Yeah.
So a little bit of an issue popped up. I was in the middle of recording Starting Nine. So if you're listening to Starting Nine, by the way, Dustin Pedroia, the guest this week.
Who do you play for?
Boston Red Sox.
Do you hear my frustration?
Interesting.
Do you hear it?
I can hear it.
If only we had a Red Sox podcast.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, so we're going to have to talk to the booking people.
We'll get right on here. It, people. Relax. Anyway,
we can still get Pedroia anyway. So I'm in the middle of recording Starting Nine, and I see like I get tagged in this fucking post on the Remy Report.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I mean, that happens. Like sometimes they post my blogs in there sometimes. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to get some clicks. I check this post, and I'm like, wait, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? Apparently, Blake Swihart's mom.
His mother, yeah.
Did not take too kindly to a tweet from the Jared Carabas out of context quotes account, which I do not run. I don't know who runs that account. And I was like, well, wait a second. Wait just a minute. So she takes this tweet. I think, should we just play the audio?
We'll play the audio, yeah. This is our
this is the segment.
Our Blake Swihart conversation from a week ago leading into this. This topic of discussion.
This predicament.
He's got shit value. So it doesn't benefit the Red Sox to keep him on the bench. Doesn't benefit Blake Swihart to be sitting on the bench. So
maybe they should just kill him.
I don't know if you saw. Man, they could just kill him. That way it's like, all right, well, you don't have any trade value. We're not going to get anything for you. So maybe we get some fucking insurance policy if you fucking die.
So the answer... The answer to all of this is that the Red Sox should just kill Blake Swihart. And again, we hate to like recommend it, but I think the best case scenario is if they just kill him.
Yeah, it would work out for everybody. Just everyone involved.
You don't have to worry about a trade if he's dead.
Right. Exactly. So it's something to consider.
All right. So if you're listening to that, you obviously know that that is a joke. A bad joke. It's a bad joke. And I understand where Blake Swihart's mom is coming from. If my mom heard two dickheads talking about her baby boy on a podcast, even if it was a joke, she would definitely not think that the idea of killing her son is funny.
Ellen would not like that.
No, she would not like that at all.
No.
So I'm going to blame this all on Steve because you heard the audio. He is the one who suggested it first. So Steve, own up to it and apologize. You're a bad person.
No, I'm not going to go that far, but no, I mean, we joke around a lot, you know, on this show, we joke about a lot of things and, I'm not going to say we bring death into it frequently.
Yeah. I feel like let's stay away from death and murder.
We'll stay away from that moving forward, but it's more that the dude's out of options. So the joke was just kill him.
Yeah.
Obviously we're not killing Blake Swihart's mom. We're not killing your boy. Yeah. We like your boy.
I actually love him.
He's not getting enough chance to play.
By the way, fun fact, me and Blake Swihart share the same birthday.
Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah. Realest guys in the room.
I've been talking to Blake since he was down in AAA.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no hard feelings. We do not dislike Blake. We want him to be, hey, if it's here, if it's there, we want him to be in a good situation.
Do you think you guys will have the same death day?
Probably not, because he's like, what, 4 years young? People die
at literally every age.
That's true.
True.
But I mean,
You'll only be born at one age.
I have a head start to dying.
He might be sending someone for us right now.
Yeah. Well, I talked to him today. Like, he...
Well, his mom might be sending someone for us right now.
Yeah, his mom definitely could be doing that. But yeah, like, I talked to him, and I was like, yeah, just a little heads up. This is what's going on. But yeah, I mean, like, he said the same thing. Like, obviously, like, my mom's going to be upset about that. You're talking about killing me. Like, no, I totally understand that. Like, my mom would freak.
It is one of those things, looking back on it, we're like, oh, yeah, we did jokingly say we should kill him. That's not great.
Yeah.
That's not great.
Yeah.
But again, we're shooting the shit all the time. We are self-proclaimed assholes that talk about the Red Sox. And with that title, it's not that wild to think that kind of a line would come up in a joking manner.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is, this is all Steve's fault. He was the one who introduced murder into the equation.
You definitely didn't mention anything after I brought it up.
No, I piggybacked off of it for sure.
Okay.
But the idea of murder, Steve Peralt, you can follow him on Twitter at Steve_Peralt.
He supports murder. Yeah, big time murder guy.
It was his idea.
Yeah, love it. That was something, though. Let's put it this way. We didn't think we were leading this show with Blake Swihart's mom.
The Section 10 podcast is brought to you by Sox Signatures. Sox Signatures is the leader in autographs and game-used memorabilia of tomorrow's Boston baseball stars. Visit SoxSignatures.com today for unique items and the best prices on Sox prospects from Lowell to Boston. Use promo code Section10 to get 10% off your first order at SoxSignatures.com.
If you get a Blake Swihart one now, it's probably cheaper and it's going to skyrocket in value in the very near future.
We don't make jokes about death anymore, Coley.
I was saying he's going to have a hot second half. Oh, okay. What were you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just reiterating that we don't joke about that anymore.
Not a death podcast.
Yeah, we are definitely not.
Also not a deaf podcast. Real tough to consume.
That is true.
Without the ability to
You really
to
just
hear.
Have to guess the whole time what's being said.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts?
Mookie Betts, right?
Mm.
This guy is something else. Marcus Lynn Betts. Did you know?
That he's good?
That yeah. Mookie Betts' initials spell out MLB.
Oh, God.
Did you know that?
Did I ever know that? Yes.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah.
It's the sport he plays.
He plays baseball, and then the highest level that you can play at, Major League Baseball, MLB, Marcus Lynn Betts, also MLB.
That was planned, right? Kidding aside, that was planned by his dad. I think it was. I remember him saying that vaguely, that like they thought it would be cool if it was MLB.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, I'm just going to say
I wasn't there.
I vaguely remember it, so I'm going to say it definitely happened.
Lynn,
so,
also a city in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Lynn, yep. Lynn, so also, it's right near Saugus, which is basically, it's like Boston 2.0.
Saugus?
Yeah.
Eesh.
Like, if Saugus is the capital of Massachusetts, I mean, Boston is the capital of Massachusetts. Saugus is like the kind of capital.
We'd be in trouble if Saugus was the capital of Massachusetts.
Why?
Big trouble.
Why?
Just, it's not a respectable state.
Like Roslindale, dog. I grew up in the mean streets of Roslindale. You ain't seen what I seen out of Roslindale.
Dude, I've seen some shit in Hingham, let me tell you.
I mean,
they put up a traffic light once.
I mean, how many times do you think a person from Hingham has beaten someone from Roslindale in a fight?
I don't think they've attempted to.
I don't know if they've ever crossed paths.
Yeah, they don't seem like they would.
So I got some numbers for you.
All right, hit me.
Mookie Betts.
I might start calling him Marcus.
Marcus? Yeah. That's what JBJ calls him.
Mm.
Calls him Marcus.
Me and like pretty much the same guy.
Yeah, kind
of. We got a lot of DMs about JBJ, and they're not nice.
Well, I mean, they should be. He got two hits.
He had a couple hits, guys.
Two hits last night.
Yeah.
Started a rally, what was that, Sunday?
Yeah.
He's hitting
rocket up the base.
Dude, the season started last night. He's hitting 500.
Mookie Betts leads the majors with 16 home runs. Leads the majors in batting average, 368. Leads the majors in on-base percentage, 439. Leads the majors in slugging percentage, 772. Leads the majors in OPS, 1211. Leads the majors in doubles with 19. Leads the majors in total bases, 132. Leads the majors in extra base hits, 36. Leads the majors in runs created, 53.3. Leads the majors in weighted on-base average, 509. Leads the majors in isolated power, 404. Leads the majors in well-hit average, 092. Leads the majors in OPS against fastballs, 1271. Leads the American League in OPS against breaking balls, 1205. Leads the American League in hits, 63. He just leads things. Everything. But still, every time that I tweet that he's the best player in the game, I got Mike Trout fans being like, well, Mike Trout's war and
the fact that his war is higher shows how garbage of a stat war is, because he's a worse fielder and he's hitting worse. So how the fuck is his war higher, Jerry?
Because he runs the bases better.
No, he doesn't. He absolutely doesn't. He's not doing it. Like, if you want to say last year was better, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But right now, like, there's no way his war should be higher. If there's a math equation that adds up all of Marcus's stats and all of his base runnings and all of his fieldings, and it's still lower than Trout's, get that fucking stat out of here. Now.
I agree with you.
Stat stinks.
I didn't think Cole had that in. That was great. Fuck your war!
I mean, it's true, though. I don't understand.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's baffling, the fact that...
It's a tough look for war.
It is! How is Mike Trout's war better than Mookie's when Mookie's everything is better than Mike Trout? It's literally the most confusing process I've ever encountered in professional sports. Not just baseball. I'm just talking professional sports. The fact that Mike Trout's war is better than Mookie Betts when Mookie Betts has him beat in statistics that you've never even heard of before.
It's true. A lot of those you just made up on the spot.
It's a confusing process,
Coley. Runs imagined. It is a very confusing
He struck out 20 more times. 20! There's less steals. There's nothing he has higher than him.
the mic's going to explode.
Like, what is Mike Trout better than Mookie Betts at just this season? Anything?
War is officially a racist stat.
Mike Trout's better at getting outs.
He is?
This guy is hitting 289. Good for you, pal.
He's hitting 289, but his war, though.
He's got 48 hits.
Wait, that was an underrated. War is a racist stat. It totally is.
It's got the white guy ahead of the black guy. That's all I'm saying.
Just putting pieces together.
If someone's got a better explanation, at Coley Mick, tell me, because I think I just cracked the code on war.
I'm looking at it right now.
White's going to be like 20 points in war.
Mookie has the better batting average, better on-base percentage, better slugging percentage, better OPS, better ISO, a lower strikeout percentage. Trout has the higher walk rate.
Sick, dude.
Good for you.
Mookie has the higher home run percentage, higher runs per game, lower at-bats per home runs, higher BABIP, a lower out rate, a better weighted on-base average.
Marcus leads the league in fielding percentage. Like, what is happening?
I'm trying to just find something that Mike Trout is better at than Mookie Betts.
He's a little taller.
Maybe he's good at ping pong. Mookie has more doubles. He has more hits. Mike Trout has one more triple.
Oh,
Mike Trout has two triples.
Right. Triples are worth 1,000 points each.
I take back everything I said.
Mike Trout has two triples. Mookie has one. Mookie has scored more runs. He's driven in more runs. He's struck out half the amount of times. He's been hit by more pitches. He's stolen more bases.
He's done everything better.
He has more extra base
Not
hits.
Triples.
He has more total bases. He's grounded into fewer double plays.
The crazy thing, if you check the stats,
he's literally better at Mike Trout than everything.
But when Trout got into third on that triple, he's like, yes, I passed him. I passed him on more.
Like, he has a lower...
I hate Mike Trout more than any athlete on the planet. Only because no one watches him play and everyone's like, this guy's the best thing that's ever happened to baseball.
Yeah, I've been done with everyone being like, oh, Mike Trout's the greatest. Like, even if he is the best player in baseball, like, stop telling me I need to watch him. I'll watch him when I want to watch him.
And he also isn't. He just flat out isn't better at baseball
This is super confusing.
It is the most confusing process. It's been quite some time since I've been this befuddled.
Actually, wait, no. I think the most confusing process is trying to find tickets online to a sports or a concert.
Yes, that's probably true.
Angels fans agree. They don't know where the fuck that park is.
Dear Angels fans, if you're trying to find tickets to a sports, we have the solution for you. Use the SeatGeek app. Everything about SeatGeek, designed to make life easier for sports and music fans and Angels fans that are idiots that don't watch their player play. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save time and money, bitch. SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 off on tickets, download the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab. Click add a promo code. Enter promo code section 10. That's section 10. If you don't know that by now, you're a dumbo. SeatGeek will send you $20. Fuck that. SeatGeek will instantly take $20 off your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code section 10 today. Big coupon, bitch.
A little update?
Yeah.
So, when we went home last weekend.
Oh, okay. I know where this is going.
We went home last weekend. We went to the baseball tavern after the game, like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little drinking spot after the game.
A little drink, a little talk. A
couple little bubbly.
Couple bubblies.
A little sippy doos.
A couple conversations.
Yeah. Just going right to the back there. Notice a little something-something sitting at the bar. Like, that's a green t-shirt. Celtics are playing. You see green t-shirts all the time. I see the Boston Sports logo on the back. And I was like, Coley Mick, did you make a new Celtics tee? Because I'm pretty sure those Scary Terry shirts, I mean, they're black, they're white. I haven't seen a green one.
The Al Horford is a good one. It's green.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, they exist. That's probably, I mean, you can't just outwardly assume things. So I take a little peek, and this little damsel sitting at the bar. She's wearing a Section 10 shirt.
Yeah.
She's wearing a Section 10 shirt, Steve.
Yeah.
So,
Think she listens?
Yeah, she might.
The odds are high.
I feel like she might.
She's a big fan of shirts.
Yeah.
She could be a big t-shirt girl.
She likes sections. She likes the number 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things here.
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
a lot of things.
Go over there and I'm just like, hey, I like your t-shirt.
I'm the guy. I'm the guy. I'm the guy from the shirt.
If you just said, I'm the guy, you found me.
And took a picture with her and I guess is what has to be her husband, right?
Yeah, I think they're married.
They got to be married.
Yeah.
She got a ring on.
Yep.
Divorce rates are skyrocketing. in this country, buddy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's tight.
Yeah, it's we've got the picture. His name's Rob.
Robbie B.
And he heard about us talking about her on the show, just making compliments.
Yep.
Nothing creepy.
Nope.
Nothing weird. Just saying to compliments.
It's a nice tight.
Did you make that slurp sound that you make?
No.
No, we're just saying it's a nice shirt, a nice tight shirt.
This guy's gonna call Blake's mom.
Be like,
I'll do it.
We need to unify.
Free of charge.
I didn't know we were selling these form-fitting shirts.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
I go to the Barstool Sports store. It says form-fitting for the ladies.
For the ladies?
Like, whoa, this is great.
I mean, this shirt just fits her like a glove. So, I'm glad she likes the shirt.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah, I'm just glad she likes the shirt. And
it's a great shirt.
It's a great shirt. Go pick one up on, what is it, store.barstoolsports.com?
Yeah,
sure
like
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Section 10 gear. We got new Section 10 shirts coming out real soon.
Yeah, real quick. Speaking of real quick, I wanted to get to how awful Tropicana Field is real quick. Mm-hmm. Why can we get rid of Tropicana Field?
I think they are, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of talks, but is it actually going to happen?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Place is a fucking dump. I remember going back. We went there in like 01, 02, back in the Shea Hillenbrand era. That's definitely what they called it.
Yeah.
And it's just an absolute dump. And that's when it was new. The place absolutely sucked. And it hasn't changed at all. It's just gotten worse. You're dealing with a Sandy Leone pop-up on Monday. Not pop-up. That thing was popped.
Popped.
That was potentially a home run.
People that were there were saying that that would have been like the longest home run they've ever seen if it didn't hit the catwalk.
It looked like a bomb off the bat, and it hits one of these stupid-ass fucking catwalks that they have there, and it falls down, and Sandy's like, he didn't know what to do.
When I mean, it's basically like playing bounce pitch in a fucking gymnasium.
Yeah, exactly. Where you're like, oh, I think I see it. Oh, it ricocheted off that.
Yeah, you can play it off the wall.
Catch it. Oh, yeah, I got it. Like, what the
you
fuck
can,
are we
by
doing?
The way.
No, I know you can, but that's so dumb. The fact
no,
that
I'm
that-
saying, like, the fact that you in a major league stadium.
You can catch
you
a ball
can hit
off a, catwalk.
A ball off the fucking ceiling and then make a play on it. Like a
so
World
just,
Series was played there.
Just to make sure I have this right.
Think about that.
No, I remember. It was hard to forget.
A World Series was played at a fucking stadium where you could hit a ball off the ceiling and then if you want to, you can catch it for an out.
Just to make sure I have this right. If he caught that ball, Sandy's out.
Correct.
That's insane.
That's on Cora.
Why?
Because they go over the ground rules before the game. You can like not agree to them. You can be like, but, no,
yeah,
that's a home run.
What happens if you don't agree to the ground rules? Fucking Buck Showalter.
Yeah, you can just argue the ground rules. Be like, no, because you can change them like game to game.
What?
Huh?
You can change your field's ground rules like in that meeting when they exchange lineups and stuff. That's when they go over the ground rules. So you can be like, no, today that's a home run.
Dude, that's some wiffle ball shit.
Yeah, we like, got a guy who skies them. We're going only for that.
This is... True.
You can, like, I don't know if they'd agree, but you can argue it for sure.
Imagine you just fucking, like, pop one up in the infield and then it hits the catwalk. That's out of here.
Yeah. Wave them. Any blooper to right field is a 3-run homer.
I mean, that would actually be great if teams just
great.
Did that.
Honestly, anything that hits the fucking ceiling, if it's deep enough, should just be a home run. What are we doing?
The Red Sox would be like, all right, ball off the wall is an automatic triple.
Yeah. I remember growing
get
up.
Get Mookie on top.
Yeah.
We would play.
Just for one game.
We had a wiffle ball field in my backyard, and there was this huge tree that would hang over in left field. And so if you graze the leaves, it was a cheap-ass home run, but it's a home run.
Right.
You're not going to catch it off the fucking leaves. You shouldn't be able to catch the ball off a damn catwalk, and the guy's out. That's the weirdest way to rob a home run. Catch it off a catwalk. Because that could have, like, the fact that Sandy could have been out is so dumb. I hate that so much. That's so stupid.
I will be honest. That's like not an easy catch either.
No, it isn't.
Minnesota has this, used to have this problem. Probably
yeah,
still
the
has this problem.
Also, we're talking about a white dome, right?
Right. So yeah, it's real tough to catch.
Mm. Fucking idiots. Mm. Why would you make the dome white on the inside?
Well, because it's the same color as the baseball, Steve. So obviously, you want to make it as difficult as possible to play baseball in a baseball stadium.
It's one a bright color, light shining too.
Yeah.
The only color you shouldn't have done was white. Let's go with white. I like that.
They just fire off road flares in the middle of the innings.
Why wouldn't it be blue?
It's like, a very simple.
Simulate a sky type situation.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that makes too much sense.
I mean, why would you?
Yeah, white's an option.
White is an option. White is not.
Mike Trout drew this. He painted it.
White is not a color.
Moore did not paint this
colors.
This ceiling. Let's put it that way.
All right, Big Cat.
That's actually not Big Cat.
In this office, it is.
What no. was
black is not a color. It's the absence of color.
Again with the racism. It never stops.
It never stops. What are you working on over there, Steve?
So were Longo's comments really just about attendance and not about Tropicana Field itself?
I didn't hear his comments. What did he say?
He just fully supports that the team get out of Tampa because the attendance was awful even when they were good, which, I mean, makes perfect sense. It pains me to say that, but players want to play in a place where you have consistent support. It's a selfish thing to say, probably. Shut up with this. Stop leading with that stuff. I don't know. Does anyone really want to play in front of 10,000 people a night? I don't know. He gave a lot of, like, cushions on his statement. Just fucking say it, dude. You hated playing in front of nobody, and the stadium you played in is the worst stadium I've ever seen in my life. And it's whoever painted the ceiling is a racist.
Mike Trout.
Yeah. So, Tropicana Field sucks. Just want to make sure.
It's not good.
It's not great.
Make sure that's well known. Might as well toss her a little recap of Game 2.
Oh, yeah.
Game 2. Red Sox.
David Price.
Rays.
Chris Archer.
Tropicana Field.
Bad blood.
20 fans.
Former teammates.
Do they still have that one guy who's like a super loud heckler? He doesn't say anything like
weird. Yeah, he's been gone for years.
Dude, remember that guy?
That guy was the best.
It would be like Pedro on the mound. And you still wouldn't draw.
But he would heckle. He would heckle the guys that he wouldn't heckle the stars.
No,
he would heckle the guys that he felt like he could get in their heads. Yeah. Like he would heckle Bellhorn all the time.
Yeah, he would heckle. He would heckle like Julio Lugo, like the random guys.
He was the. I like that guy.
He was loud as shit because there's no one there to draw him out.
It was one of those where first off, I'm like, this guy fucking sucks. But the longer, the more consistent he was.
Did it for years.
Yeah. If you're gonna yell for years, I gotta respect you.
Yeah, he was a legend. He was an absolute legend.
He was.
I hope he comes back someday.
Yeah, game two recap. Here it is.
Game two recap. Here we go.
Flash forward to the future. We're going to be rejoining the Section 10 podcast in the past in a few minutes. But it is 11:54 p.m. on Wednesday night. We're just going to talk about this Tampa Bay Rays game. Mm. Red Sox Rays, David Price versus Chris Archer. Couple buddies, couple former teammates going head to head, dick to dick, balls to balls.
Are you talking the ones near the penis or the baseballs?
I was gonna say the penis, yeah.
All right, continue.
Yeah, so David Price goes 6 innings in this one, 3 hits, 1 earned run, the 3 walks I don't like to see, the 9 strikeouts, Steven. The 9 strikeouts. You like to see the strikeouts from David Price. And I've had enough of the people that are saying, oh, the Tampa Bay Rays, they suck. The Red Sox keep padding their stats against the Tampa Bay Rays. That's malarkey. That's absolute malarkey. Do you want to take a guess, Steven, where the Tampa Bay Rays rank in batting among all 30 major league teams after this game? This is including David Price striking them out 9 times. Where do they rank, Steven?
The Rays, I'm not even going to guess. I have no idea.
Just throw a guess out there.
Somewhere in the middle.
Where do you think the Rays are in batting?
Somewhere in the middle.
Like where? Like throw out a number.
15. I don't know.
They're third.
Wow. A shocker. I should have assumed the way you delivered it.
Third. So you want to take David Price's start and say, well, it was against the Tampa Bay Rays. Guess what? The Rays, they are the third best hitting team in terms of batting in the majors. Also, the Rays, their record is under 500, but that's because they play the Red Sox so many times. So in addition to being the third best hitting team in the majors, they also, Steven, they've played the Red Sox so many times, and they have a record that's under 500 because of that. However, they're 3 games above 500 against every other team that they've played this year. They're not a bad team. They're not a good team. They're not a playoff team. They're definitely not a playoff team. They might be a playoff team, and they've played in like the fucking AL Central or something like that. Maybe the NL West. But here in the AL East, no, they're not a playoff team. But they're a better team than a lot of people give them credit for. David Price goes out there, pitches really, really well. And would you like to hear some numbers about David Price over his last 3 starts, Steven?
Please tell me yes.
Over David Price's last 3 starts, he is 2-0. He's thrown 20 and a third innings. He's struck out 23 batters in those 20 and a third innings. 2.21 ERA, 0.93 whip. He's averaging. 6 2/3 innings per start. That's pretty fucking good, kid.
If only he didn't give up that cock rocket to Machado. I mean, those numbers would look better. But I mean, it is what it is. I know Manny Machado is one of the better dudes in the league. But that thing, minus that ding dong, would be even better.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Red Sox 1-1 in the 9th inning. By the way, Eduardo Nunez.
Oh my God! What was that? So I understand the Vasquez thing. All right, break it down.
It's Vasquez's fault. It's Vasquez's fault, but still, have a little sense of awareness here. It's like, all right, like, how many times have you seen a baseball player slide into a base when they just didn't have to, just because it kind of felt right? I mean, you hear the roar of the crowd. It's like, I think I should probably slide here. You like look at the catcher preparing himself to catch a throw. It's like, probably feel like a slide is necessary here. Christian Vasquez, that is on you. I'm not going to put all the blame on Eduardo Nunez. It's mostly on Christian Vasquez for not directing him to slide, which is the on-deck batter's job. You're supposed to go up there and tell them to slide. He did not do that. Nunez just fucking strolls on into home plate, gets tagged out. And thank God that didn't cost them. If the Red Sox got walked off, if it was a 1-1 game going into the bottom of the ninth, and the Red Sox got walked off 2-1, that would be because of Christian Vasquez not directing Eduardo Nunez to slide, because he would have been safe. 100% would have been safe if he slid.
And weren't you ready for that? I totally was. When it was 1-1 in the ninth, I'm like, I think I know how this is going to go. They're going to lose by one. It's because of Poopy Pants, walking into the plate when a throw's coming in. And I totally get it. I totally get the Vasquez thing. And I think Remy, who can make a decent amount of excuses, was really kind of overdoing the Vasquez thing. It's like, I get it. Christian Vasquez should be seeing to slide there. But Nunez had zero sense of anything. He was like strolling on the beach in Tampa when he was going to the plate. Like, just at least pick up the speed a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're going to stand up, run through the base maybe. And not because I understand you're relying on the third base coach. I totally get you're relying on the guy behind the plate. But like you said, have a little sense of where the ball is. Have a little sense of what's going on around you. And he had none.
Yeah, it's okay to slide if you don't really need to, as long as you're safe about it. And I think in a situation like that, you hear the crowd going, oh, it's like,
I know. And there's like 20 people there, so he should have been able to hear it.
All Red Sox fans.
I know.
So it was tough. It was tough. But the Red Sox start the ninth inning. They get the fucking wild throw. JD Martinez cruises into second base on the error. Xander Bogaerts doubles down the line. You got a fucking 2-1 lead, and then it just kind of all unravels from there. Tampa Bay, you got Eduardo Nunez with the sack fly. You got another fucking run come in on a pass ball. JBGs is at the plate. So, yeah, they gifted that win to the Red Sox, and I already saw a bunch of tweets from even Red Sox fans being like, yeah, like you struggled to beat the Tampa Bay Rays. Motherfucker, a win's a win. That's just kind of what happens. I'm not really overly concerned about how you win games as long as you're winning games. And the Red Sox won that game.
Just clinch the series and we're going to complain about how they did it. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care.
Who cares? Especially in baseball. It's a funky sport. And if you're winning the first two games of a series, I could give two shits, about three.
Three
I could
shits.
I could give three like heavy... Shit. Heavy dumps about how they won the games.
Three shits about that, Steve.
One thing though, and this happens. This happens. this happens frequently over the course. Not frequently, but let's say
like
maybe
a decent amount of times.
Once a week or so during the course of. Can you let me live?
I'm just trying to help you out.
Just echo my statements.
Yeah.
You can tell a lot of times in the first or second inning when an ump doesn't really have it, similar to how you can tell if a pitcher doesn't really have it. And whoever was behind the plate tonight just didn't really have it. And he was given pitches. He was given strikes that just weren't strikes.
First strikes.
And then you have to try to act like they are kind of the rest of the, he's almost like trying to compensate for his own bad calls by continuing to make the bad call. And JD Martinez, who has a better sense of the strike zone than almost anyone in baseball, got screwed a couple times. There was an inside pitch. There was an outside pitch. And
one was up, one was down.
And then one was all around. Davey Price, I'll give him credit. He was capitalizing on that. He didn't have 9 Ks by accident tonight.
Right. Yeah, he was working it.
He knew what strikes he was being given, and he worked it.
Took him. Yep.
So that was my one point.
That's a good point.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you made a lot of good points there when you were just making the points.
All right, we got 35 seconds left. Do you have a final thought?
So I was covering the Rangers game tonight. Been covering that whole series. it was crazy because the Rangers were losing 4-0. They came back. They made it 5-4, and then the team that they were playing went up 10-5, and it really looked like the Rangers were in some deep shit at that point. And then they ended up scoring 7 unanswered runs. Rangers win 12-10. Big win for Texas.
It says a lot about you too, as a baseball writer, covering multiple games like that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just, it's part of the job. People thank me all the time for, you know, oh, thanks for covering the whole league. Like, you know, I love keeping up on teams like the Rangers. You know, the Red Sox just played the Rangers. And it's like, you know, obviously the Red Sox move on. They play the next series. They move on to the next city. They play a new team. But, you know, you sort of, you get interested in these teams as you go. And the Rangers were one of those teams. And I was just like, you know what? I went to the sports desk and I asked, you know, my main editor there. I was like, you know, which team am I getting assigned to tonight? And he's like, well, obviously you got the Red Sox. You got the Red Sox every night. That's kind of your thing. And why don't we put you on the Blue Jays? And I was like, the Blue Jays. I was like, why don't we try and get out of the division? Like, let's try and highlight like a team from a different division. He's like, what about the Texas Rangers? They, you know, they've got some young, exciting players. And I was like, I would love to cover the Texas Rangers. So he assigned me to that series. And first two games, I mean, last place team beating up on a team like that. That's supposed to be really good. A last place team taking the first two games, they've already clinched the series and it's not even over yet. So
last question I have before we pitch it back to the rest of the OG show.
Yeah.
Who's the guy at the sports desk?
His name's Jim.
What's his last name?
He's new, but, he's got like one of those like nameplates on his desk.
Oh, okay. Just says Jim.
He brought it from his old office in Punta Gorda, and it just says Jimmy B. I don't know what his last name is, but we're not on like a first last name basis where I just call him Jimmy B.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for that.
Yeah. He's awesome though. He's really kind of, it's good to have some direction, honestly, in the sports department at Barstool Sports. Everyone's like, oh, you guys blog about the Kardashians and the fucking, you know, royal wedding. Like, what about the sports? It's Barstool Sports. So, you know, we hired a guy for the sports desk and he just kind of assigns me different games to cover during the week. And I've just really been enjoying covering this Rangers series.
Sounds good. I mean, that's, I'm proud of you for doing that. Series win for the Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Wild ump.
Yeah.
Baby Tinglefingers.
Mm-hmm.
Does it again.
Three starts in a row. He's been great.
And a Bogaerts.
Mm-hmm.
Does it again.
Yeah, that was big. He's been slumping recently. Hanley's still slumping, by the way. Hoping for a Hanley comeback because baseball's more fun when Hanley's good.
That is true. Because when he's going good, then the off-field content is going even better.
By the way, shout out to Section 10 alum Travis Shaw hit an absolute piss missile tonight. Brewers off to their best start through 50 games in franchise history.
And before we toss back, Jared, trivia question.
Sure.
Who has the best record in baseball?
That's the what's the team from Boston? They play in Boston.
There's two teams in Boston.
It's not the Celtics. I know it's not the Celtics because they're in the playoffs right now. So they wouldn't be playing regular season right now.
It's not the Braves. Not the Braves.
No. They moved to Washington.
Yeah.
Well,
you can think about it. We can get back to it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have that answer for you. I'll just have it for you. I'll text you.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, cool.
Rest of the show. So, game two, pretty cool.
Wow, what a game.
What a game.
What a game, man.
Price pitched.
He did. Yeah, he did. So, it was his fourth time against the Rays this year, yep. And he just did it. Archer. He just went out there, yeah. Archer was Archer. Just like, well, I mean, he was, he,
I mean,
he
at least,
pitched.
At least he played.
He got out there.
Yeah.
He definitely got out there.
I mean.
Some hits, though.
What he did, I don't know if we really want to dive into it, but.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
We'll save that.
Okay.
But yeah, Price was there, and okay. he did the damn thing, you know.
Catwalk strikes yeah. again.
Yep.
Game two.
Game gets delayed because Cora's like, no. It's a home run.
We talked to, oh, I thought you were kidding. Dude, we can change the rules. I'm not kidding. This is normally part of the DMs, but since Coley, I think the last episode you were on was last Monday, the bed episode.
Yeah.
I asked you guys for questions for Coley, so we're going to do some questions for Coley right now.
Oh, yeah.
Coley. Are you a regular fit or low crown new era guy?
I neither. I do the old gray bottom one because they're just better hats.
Okay.
Don't know why they ever got away from that. And they just fit. They form fit to every type of head better.
Oliver says, Coley, are you sitting down?
Sure, I am.
Eight other people asked that.
Sure am.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. How many cans, this comes from Christian, not those cans, how many cans do you go through in a week?
One a day. So just seven.
Quick math.
Yeah, seven.
Seven. You got to get on that fake stuff, pal.
Fake stuff stinks.
It's actually, I like it a lot. It
stinks.
This comes in.
What is that grinding sound?
Yeah, what is it? Oh, it's the mic. This comes in from Ted. When you don't have a name in your handle, I just make up a name. It's normally Ted.
Ted.
What position would Terry Rozier play on the Red Sox?
Probably like at Fenway, since we need the two center fielders. I feel like he's got the range, the quickness, and the
strides.
Yeah, he's got the strides. He's got a nice, he's got a good reach on him. So center or right.
Wow, geez, there's a lot of sitting down. Okay, and this, we got two left. Besides the sport, what's, this comes from Jess. Jess, loyal listener, how you doing, Jess?
Hey, what's up, Jess? What's up, baby?
Jess, how you doing? Besides the sport, what's the biggest difference from mixtape and Section 10?
The whites I do the show with.
Oh, God. Is that your new profile picture there?
Yeah.
You guys look cute. It's a cute couple.
Thank you.
You are dating, right?
Yeah, we're very happy together.
How many kids?
We're working on it.
Okay. And this is the last one. We've gotten this in the DMs a lot, and excuse me if it's too much to process. This comes from Connor.
Hey, Connor.
He goes, who would your starting five be if the Red Sox played basketball?
Joe Kelly, because he's apparently the best athlete on the team.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Baseball, yeah.
Then I'd go like Jackie Bradley Jr., Marcus Betts.
Marcus.
Mucky.
Did that make you happy when you saw a Mucky Betts sign?
Yeah, that was cool.
Does mixtape get people to bring signs to games?
We have a guy that's a Nuggets fan who went to all 41 home games this year.
Jesus.
And had a brand new sign with like a Fruity Pebble background for every opposing team, just fucking handing out sunnings left and right. It was a beautiful thing to see. Mm. David Price. Who else would be good at basketball?
I think he got one left, two left?
Two left. Yeah.
Mookie was really good at
basketball. He already had
Mookie. Oh, okay, yeah.
He's but on like, the
he,
team.
He played like...
sure he did. He's a good guy.
He's actually the greatest player at every sport.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like athlete. Like when you, like Pomeranz is pretty tall.
I was thinking...
Yeah, who's the big man?
Well, Hanley's like our most muscle-bound lad.
He's the four.
Muscle-bound lad.
So he's on the team. We've only got... those three black guys. No, that's four. That's four right there.
You didn't say Jackie.
I did.
Okay.
I said him before Betts. So
you're just picking all the black players.
Those four and
Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly, because he's the best athletic white we have.
Race is a big theme.
I feel like Drew
episode.
Pomeranz might be good at basketball.
He's not good at baseball, so I can't imagine.
But yeah, that was questions for Coley. That's pretty good. Those were solid.
Like Vasquez might be like a good like little water bug that comes off.
Vasquez
the bench.
eats up fouls.
Can you picture Devers trying to play basketball?
Yeah, no, I wanted to, but he's no, way too cumbersome for that.
Yeah,
he just bumping.
Bogart's
into guys.
Probably sneaky good at basketball.
Maybe, but I feel like Aruba doesn't like have basketball. Would be my guess.
I think Benny could be a guard.
No,
maybe. No,
not enough athleticism.
No, and like JD's a little too
he's
stiff,
a little clunky.
I feel like Mitch could be decent.
Mitch might be all right.
Mitch,
I thought about
Mitch
him.
Mitch should be the guy that boxes you out. He boxes out. He posts up.
Yeah.
He does all the dirty stuff.
Yeah, I could see that. And like, that's it. Porcello, right. Maybe. I could see he's probably nice in high school.
All right.
Yeah, I bet you he fucking is good. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going Joe Kelly for the only white spot I had available on the team.
Ricky Porch Lights. Yep. We did ask listeners, Jared, for the number one Red Sox alumni they want to face.
Yeah.
The listeners in this case would be hitting. And here's the top 10. The top 10 reactions, the top 10 replies that we got for Red Sox pitchers, alumni, for all those people that sent in Mitch Moreland, that you want to face. Number 10, Mike Karp.
Mike Karp?
Mike Karp.
He did pitch.
There were like three people that said Mike Karp, and they just had the photo of him pitching.
A little update. Hold on. A little update.
On Mike Karp?
No, the fucking the Swihart thread, it's gone.
Okay.
I mean, we should still address it if his mom's upset about it. I'm not going to be like, hey, cut that out. But like, let's just pretend this never happened.
Yeah.
Like, we'll still address it. We'll leave it in. But just letting you know that the Remy Report people were like, yeah, this is fucking stupid.
Okay, which they should have. At number 9, we got Louis El Tiante.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
Coming in at 9. Well, probably just because of the funky delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to hit off.
I know. A lot of these people, you're not going to get a hit off of, or they're going to kill you. Yeah. That's another theme of the show. Number
Please
8.
Tell me that Bill Lee is on this list.
He's not.
Fuck you.
There was one person.
Figure it out.
One person did Spaceman.
Fuck.
Number 8, we got Alfredo Aceves. The long reliever, Alfredo Aceves. Yeah, he had his moments.
I'm pretty sure through 25 starts, he has the highest winning percentage in MLB history.
Sounds accurate. He did have a stretch where it's like, this guy never loses.
Because when he came up, he was with the Yankees first, and he was just mowing down people there. And then with us, he was also good when he first started.
Joe Kelly had that stretch, too. Well, not surprising. He's the greatest athlete on the planet. Number 7, Julian Tavares. He is a notified weirdo. That guy, Julian Tavares, was an odd character.
I love Tavares.
I would not want to face him. Didn't he get in a... He started a brawl in spring training?
Yeah, with Joey Gathright.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and right. When he would just, like, roll the ball to first with disgust, he was the best.
He was great. Number 6, El Guapo. Shout out Rich Garces. He's actually going to be in this alumni game, and very sad I'm not going to see Rich Garces playing. Number 5...
What day of the week is this game happening on?
I think it's Sunday.
It's on a Sunday? Why are we not going?
I work Sundays. Well, you can go.
Would you say...
I didn't have enough... Again, they didn't give enough heads up.
I thought it was a weekday.
I think it's a Sunday.
Yeah. Would you say, like, when you're at Fenway, you see, for players not still on the team, you see more El Guapo player t-shirts than anything else?
It's up there. There's a lot of El Guapos, and you get that faded...
Yeah, they're all faded.
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of, like, alumni players?
Right.
I see a lot of Nomar still.
Yeah.
Even like the t-shirts, like I've seen no my jerseys. I'm just talking about t-shirts.
T-shirts. Okay.
El Guapo, yeah, that was
El Guapo's.
Well, that was one of the
right
first. Like I know Pokey and all these other guys had these nickname shirts. I feel like El Guapo for us was
the definitely
first,
the first.
He was the first nickname shirt where you're like, look at me, it doesn't say Garces. Look what it says. Number 5, Cy Young.
I don't even know if they sold a Garces one now that we're talking
about it. who's Garces?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Is that your name? Did you do a fucking creative player? Look at this asshole. It says Garces. This
guy's got a fucking Garces shirt on.
What an idiot.
If you have one that says Garces, take a picture, tweet it to us, and then kill yourself.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't make death threats anymore.
That wasn't a threat. That was a suggestion.
No. Tweet it to us and then stay alive.
Yeah, don't die.
You're eventually going to.
Yeah. You're going to get judged so hard that you have that shirt, you idiot. Yeah. Yeah. And you know who you are, Tom. Cy Young at number 5. Most wins ever, most losses ever. Cool guy to
Fuck
face.
Fuck Cy Young.
I'm taking him bridge.
Yeah, like, I would want to face Cy Young just to prove how much of a fucking stiff he is.
A stiff?
It was a combination of a stiff and a schmuck. That's what he is. He's a stiff.
Yeah, I see you, Cy Young, you stiff.
Yeah, he's a fucking stiff schmuck. He's a stiff.
There's
Fuck
a big
Cy
one.
Young.
There's a big one missing from this list.
Oh, it's not, so... People kind of got the theme to not
Wait, hold on. The fact that Cy Young lost the most games ever, like, I was like, oh, the Cy Young Award because he's won the most games.
He's the most
losses
ever.
He also lost the most games.
Well, he pitched all of the, every game.
Every game.
He pitched all the games.
He's like, the games he's lost, he's like, yeah, I'm on fucking, like, you know, 16 hours rest.
Yeah.
If that, probably like two. It's like a couple doubleheaders.
Cy Young is a fraud. Cy Young is a fraud, and I know you're listening, Cy. You definitely didn't fucking die 60 years ago. We know you're still alive.
60? I mean, he's probably been dead
1955. So it's been
shocking.
I thought he died
63 years ago.
The 1700s.
Cy Young, you bitch. You're a fraud. Number 4, we got Cledro. Not Pedro, but Cledro.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 4. Pedro's not on the list. I think it's just people were going with unique ones and not obvious. So Pedro and Clemens aren't on here, which is kind of odd, but whatever. We're going along with it. Number 3, we got Tim Wakefield. I think I had Tim Wakefield as like my number 2, so that makes perfect sense. Number 2, we got Bartolo Colon for the youngsters at home that forget they even pitch for this team. I remember when he was pitching for the Red Sox, we were like, this is probably it. This is the end of his career.
Stop. Yeah, that was 23 years ago.
And now he's tossing near perfect games
eight or
against
nine.
Defending World Series
I thought it was like 6, honestly.
No.
I think it was we're going to have to look it
I think it was, without looking, I would say it was 09.
It was around 2010. Okay. Nine. It had to be around there.
Well, because they didn't make the playoffs in 10, because the Red Sox
it
made...
It was 08.
Yeah, okay, so the Red Sox made the playoffs in 08.
No, okay.
He didn't make the playoff rotation, and then he was like, they were like, all right, we're going to put you in the bullpen for the playoffs, and he was like, nah, I'm good, and then he left. He left the team.
I respect that move. He should have been game one starter.
This dude has won 92 games since 08. We honestly thought that was it. I'd be like, okay, this guy's correct. Fucking yeah. huge. He should be done. Since then, he's won 92 games with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different teams.
I remember when he signed with the Red Sox, I wrote the blog about him being like, well, he's a former Cy Young winner. Like, let's see if he's got anything left in the tank.
Yeah.
And then what was his ERA with the Red Sox?
Let's see. He was 3.92.
That's not bad at all.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's
actually,
not bad at all.
That's Cy Young caliber. I mean, a runoff.
Yeah, like that is not bad whatsoever. And then they were like, listen, Bart, we need you to come out of the pen. And he was like, I'm going home. And he left.
I mean, if he starts, we probably go back to back.
Yeah. Terry Francona has said that the 08 team is the best team that he managed with the Red Sox. Beckett was hurt, Mike Lowell was hurt, and Bart went home.
And Bart went home. That's great.
To one of his homes.
At number one.
He needs to spend time with his families.
Again, for the youngsters listening, you might not even know who this is. This is the number one guy that our listeners want to face on the mound.
We look so good together.
If that's not your new profile picture, that thing's tight. John Wasden.
Face her on the mound.
John Wasden. Number one, way number back one. Wasden.
How many? Like
there were like eight people that want to face him.
I don't understand.
Maybe more. I think we got like 10 replies saying way back Wasden.
That's crazy.
People just really think he stinks.
This dude
he does stink.
So in his three full seasons with the Red Sox, 97 and 99, he had a 4.61 ERA, gave up 46 home runs.
Over 3 years?
Over three.
That's not, I mean, that's like, Porcello does that. That's
Porcello gave up 38 last year.
Sounds, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's not that bad.
It just sounds so
much. During peak steroids?
It sounds so much worse.
Yeah.
He had only 15 starts. He wasn't a.
Oh, well, that's bad.
Yeah, wait,
that's
15 bad. Total over 3 years?
Yeah 15 starts in 3 years, 46 homers. Yeah,
how many?
He was a
how many appearances? Did he come out of the bullpen at all?
Games? Yeah, he was mainly a bullpen guy.
So like how many innings or how many appearances? How many innings? Tell me how many innings.
295. 295. Right,
so he basically pitched like a season and a half and gave up 46 home runs. So that's about the same as like Porcello last year when he led the league.
It sounds like he gave up 46 home runs. Yeah.
So if you break it down like to innings, that's, I mean, if it's, what did you say, 295?
295.
Yeah. 295 is probably 45-ish starts.
Yeah.
So he gave up a home run every time out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for sending those in. I did not think we were going to get John Wasden.
The fact that Babe Ruth wasn't on there
is
despicable.
That's true.
Because I like Cy Young, sure, but I would much rather face Babe Ruth.
Do you think you'd take him deep?
I think I would just line it right back off his stupid head.
Yeah. I mean, like Babe Ruth definitely, his fastball was maybe 86 tops.
At best. I would say he probably normally is at 80.
He probably had a dinky-ass curveball and nothing else. He probably never even heard of a changeup.
It's like, well, I can hit home runs.
Watch me hit him.
Red Sox didn't even know that.
The Red Sox are like, pretty good pitcher, but we can move on.
Wait, what? He can hit 700 of these? What the hell?
He'd be in the cage before the game. They'd be like, guys, stop dicking around.
You're a pitcher, son. Yeah. Get on that mound and
you're a pitcher. What do you do with a bat, you idiot?
It's not what you use.
That's not your item of choice.
Yeah, go grab your mitt and go huck that ball around.
Toss that pearl, you moron.
You're a pitcher, son.
Listen up now, son. You don't know this game like I know this game.
Just taking some cuts. Stop fucking around out there, George.
Get in here, George. We got some DMs.
Sorry, what?
We have DMs. I was hoping we were going to have a nice little stretch there.
Well, I think that you're getting into the DMs a little bit premature, don't you think?
We have DMs. That's a tease.
A tease. Eventually we'll have DMs because we have something that comes before the DMs. It's
Coley, can you do the honors? Red Sox Lottery?
Red Sox Lottery. We do make sure that,
They're all poor road. Who we got?
Number 34.
Rich
Gausses.
34 is Rich Garson.
Is it really?
Yeah. I did a lot of, so here's the thing, and you probably don't like this. I did a lot of number association.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
But it, I knew you were, but think about it.
I want the surprise. Like, okay, I don't want it to come up and be like,
I'm gonna shuffle.
What was the other one? What was the other one that we did that was the jersey number?
It was like Okajima or something. I don't know. You know all the jersey numbers, but
yeah. He's
Rich,
37.
Well, think about it. I went Rich Garces and not Ordaz. We're not going obvious Poppy with 34. We went Rich Garces, which I think a lot of people forget that he was 34.
He was.
I
did.
But hey, I think this is the perfect one you could have picked.
In real time, I got Rich Garces on that.
We've already talked about this dude, Rich Garces.
Yeah, it's very, very timely pick, being that he's going to be appearing in the alumni game. When I think about Rich Garces, I don't think of someone that played anywhere but Boston. Many people forget.
Was he a Twin?
Rich Garces was a Twin.
He also did the Poppy plan, Twins and Red Sox.
Rich Garces made his debut in 1990 as a 19-year-old. Did not come back to the big leagues until 1993. And then after that, he didn't come back to the big leagues until 1995.
Jesus.
Made two stops with the Cubs and the Marlins. And then he came home.
I'm coming and then he home. Came home.
1996, El Guapo made his Red Sox debut. He appeared in 37 games. He had an ERA of nearly 5. The following year, he appeared in 12 games. Had an ERA of nearly 5. But then something magic happened, Steve. Something magic happened. In 1998, playoff team, by the way, it's Pedro's first season in Boston.
Is that the year, or is that not? Yeah, when did Jose Offerman get thrown out at second? Was that 99?
99, yeah. The ghost tag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was pretty damn good. 46 innings, over 30 appearances. He struck out 34 batters. He had a whip of 1.37, which is very bad for a reliever. But his best season, he saved his best season for 1999, and what a year it was.
That was a fun year.
That was strong, arguably the funnest baseball season of my childhood.
Yeah. No, let's take the arguably out. I think that was the funnest.
The mostest funnest. I mean, like, what age do you cut off your childhood? When is it no longer your childhood?
That's
13.
I was going to say 12. Yeah, so it's right around 12.
12? All right, so I was 12. Yeah, all right, so that was the best season of my childhood.
Yeah.
95 was pretty good, but I mean, like, pre-Pedro stuff now.
And all that.
Nothing pre-Pedro.
Yeah, pre-Pedro doesn't count. I was born in 1998.
Like, that's weird. That doesn't add up.
Like, my birth certificate says 89, but I really don't.
Just a typo. Yeah. Switch that 8 and the 9.
Yeah, I don't really know what life was like before
but
Pedro.
Look at this 99 season.
Look at that shit.
155.
155. 40 and two-thirds innings over 30 appearances. He struck out 33 batters and had a whip of around one-ish. We'll call it one-ish. And he got snubbed from the All-Star team.
Was he the best pitcher on the team that year? It sounds like it.
Had to be.
He did record 2 saves.
Wow. Pedro didn't.
It's 2 more than Pedro.
He had 0 saves.
Yeah. Really makes you think.
It is crazy when you look back in that 99 season. Pedro had no saves. And we talk about it like he should have won MVP.
We talk about Pedro's 1999 season. We literally did an entire episode with Coley about how good Pedro is. How many games did he save?
0.
I'm going to look it up. Right, I'm going to look it up.
Google it.
Yeah, we're just throwing around a lot of numbers. Yeah, that could be wrong.
They could be wrong. Look at
this. Like, he has like 20 saves. Like, when did he do this? You guys forget every day he didn't pitch, he closed?
I mean, he did have the biggest relief appearance of the season, the more we're talking about it.
I got some news for
you
guys.
Of our lifetime, really.
I got some news for you guys.
What's that?
How many career saves do you think Pedro has?
1.
Coley?
Are we counting postseason? Because I could see him, like, steal. No, he wasn't. Didn't win anything for the Phillies. I'll go, like, 6.
He's got 3 saves.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
None of them with the Red Sox, though. 2.
The Dodgers.
2 with the Dodgers in 93, 1 with the Expos in 94. Shout out the 94 Expos. Should have won that goddamn World Series that never took place.
So, just one thought on Rich Garces here. Obviously, we already talked about the El Guapo thing. The El Guapo shirts dominated Fenway.
Yeah, yeah.
And to a certain degree, they still do. Which yeah. said, dude, we're talking about a reliever that had one good season with the Red Sox. And
he was there for 7 years.
Dude, and 20 years later, his nickname shirt is still all over Fenway?
It's like we Guapo. A strong nickname plays.
True. So, the handsome one, and he's a big boy. My favorite is the first picture when you Google Rich Garces. He's a tank. He's just sitting there.
He's a tank.
He's sitting there with his glove like, I'm happy.
So El Guapo, his last season was in 2002. He was 31 years old. He was out of the big leagues by 2002 when he appeared in when he appeared in 26 games and had an ERA of 7.59. I haven't seen him or heard from him since 2007. Do you know what happened in 2007?
With El Guapo? No clue.
The Red Sox held an election for president of Red Sox Nation.
Oh.
Which I ran in. Finished third, no big deal. No big deal.
Who won?
Jerry Remy. Felt like that was a little, felt like that's cheating a little bit.
Who came in second then?
Regular Rob Crawford.
You're like, sorry, I don't get to call the games every night.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been really funny if it was like Jerry Remy won, Wally two. You're like, well, what could I have done?
I don't have the access.
Yeah. I just don't have the reach. Just don't have it. So El Guapo also ran for president of Red Sox Nation that year. And do you know who his running mate was?
Wally.
It's someone like that. It's very unfair that he had a running mate that was so popular.
Like the Portland Sea Dog?
Nope.
Was it a mascot?
Nope. It was like a very prominent figure in Red Sox.
Orsillo? That would make sense.
In 2007, very prominent figure within the Red Sox world.
It's like Jenny Dell?
That was way before Jenny.
Right. Yeah. Sorry.
Jenny was still probably like, yeah, she was like getting beers at Amherst in 2007.
Yeah, she was getting wasted at Amherst.
A
prominent on the team?
Yes.
It was Poppy?
No.
Pedroia?
Oh, it was Manny?
It was Manny.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I was like running against El Guapo and Manny
Ramirez.
You went
Ramirez. Up against cheaters.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was the only person that ran for president of Red Sox Nation.
As just yourself.
That didn't have an affiliation to the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you still didn't win, so you were kind of a loser.
Just Jared from MySpace.
Yeah. But anyway, that's all we got for Rich Garces. That was pretty good. We do have some DMs.
Have you seen this picture?
It's tight.
We look great together.
It's I'm not going to say you look bad. But I think
like that fits.
Well, I'm only looking at one thing, though.
I get a good smile?
Yep, that's what I'm looking at.
I feel like you buy all your sweatshirts from just like a store where they like a super flash, like they put stuff on your shirt, like they just have the blank ones, but you're supposed to get like an insignia of some sort or
you're
like a
to
logo.
Add it and he just doesn't
yeah,
add it.
And you're just like, no, I just want the blank.
I want the generic one.
I do like the blank.
There's like no tag on the inside.
Jared
even.
Does like he likes blank colors, like gray, black. I do wear a lot of black too.
Yeah,
so
I wear exclusively black and gray.
Is it because of your soul? It matches your soul?
Well, I guess
not,
yeah.
Not anymore after that picture.
Yeah, my soul is beaming with light.
So we do have DMs.
Do we have
direct messages?
DMs from
the listeners.
Do people Snapchat these in ever?
No.
Where would they send Snapchat messages to if they were to?
We can make a Snapchat account. We'll see how that goes.
I keep getting people sending me Snapchats from like going to games
Not
and
to
shit.
Brag.
Not to brag, but.
But people send me Snapchats.
People send me Snapchats from games, and they're always very funny. Like, people, like, ripping cigarettes in, like, road stadiums.
Yeah. Well, like we said, like, send us those videos.
Yeah, send that shit. Yeah. I want that shit.
I don't
shit.
Want that for just 10 seconds. I want that forever.
Yeah, like, if you're ripping a rally cig, by the way, don't smoke cigarettes at Fenway Park.
I could see your mind twisting. You're like, oh, Bob.
Yeah, just a little disclaimer. Like, if you guys smoke cigarettes
Unless,
at Fenway.
Unless, like, you want to, then. I mean, what are we going to do?
If you guys smoke cigarettes at Fenway Park, I'm the one that's going to get yelled at for that. So don't do that. But if you were to smoke them on the road and send us the video, then we're not going to not put it on
DMs.
The Instagram account. Is that where the DMs are? Instagram?
No, they're Twitter.
What are Twitter?
The best is going to a concert at Fenway because you can smoke anything.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
And it's like the best place to smoke.
Concert yeah. Fenway has a smell. It's not great. It's
what
not
does
bad.
It smell like?
It smells like rally.
Smells like doobies?
Like an art teacher's like car.
Wow. That's
what?
That is exactly what it smells like.
Yeah.
What concerts have you gone to at Fenway?
I went to the Jay-Z Timberlake. Dude.
Oh, I was there too.
We were all there.
I was there.
I was there Sunday. They did it two nights.
Was that before I even knew you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was in the Nesson Suite.
Oh, cool.
No, not cool. We don't like each other.
There's nothing sweet about Nesson, am I right?
That was my favorite concert ever. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love that concert.
DMs.
Yeah.
Well, it's just because I love JT.
Yeah, I mean, love JT.
So who's your favorite artist?
Like ever?
Rapper.
Cameron.
Okay.
Cameron.
I went to that specifically.
Cameron was big back in middle school.
Still is.
Dude, I saw Cameron yesterday. He was at Bleacher Park yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. I was pretty upset.
He was at the Bleacher Bar?
He was at the Bleacher Bar. we got DMs.
From whom?
Cameron?
The listener. Cameron sent in some DMs.
Do we have any DMs from Cameron?
No. We got DMs.
I don't want to hear them then.
We are up against the clock.
Are we? What time do we have to be out of here?
5 minutes ago.
All right. Just read the DMs.
Come on.
Read them.
Nope.
Just all right. If we gotta be, who's in here next?
Do we have DMs?
I have to be on Dallas's show at 3. It's 2:21. I got my lunch is so cold.
So
I gotta eat it.
We'll get through
so
the DMs.
So read the DMs. Read them.
No.
Read the DMs.
No.
Read them.
Not reading them.
Read them.
I will not read them.
Read the DMs.
You do your thing first. I do mine.
For people at home, this
down in the DM, bitch.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
Down in the DM, as always, brought to you by Ronald's Napkins. I clean your fucking face. We're going to have rapid fire DMs. Here we go. Yep, we see it, Jared. She's great.
Your laptop looks so big when you hold it.
I know.
You look like a little kid.
He's like, my brand new laptop.
It's a very big laptop.
This comes in from Alex. He goes, please tell me you're going to discuss that disaster of a post-game interview from Garen on the podcast. Did you see the post-game interview on?
No. I watch on MLB.tv because it's faster than Nesson Go. And then after the game is over, I'll switch to Nesson Go for like post-game stuff.
But faster than Nesson Go?
Yeah.
I feel like Nesson Go has been pretty good. I'll see a Hanley bomb, and when I tweet the naked picture of him ironing,
yeah,
people, it seems to be on par with everyone. Maybe everyone's just really slow to tweet.
Yeah, I think there's like a 6-second difference.
All right.
Okay. Which time is money
for gold balls
on Twitter.
Yeah.
From Tommy, he goes, can you guys please bring back the edited home run calls to make it sound like the boys in the booth are swearing again?
Yeah,
it's a copyright thing.
I can't do that. So I used to do that when Vine was around. Because
you didn't have to worry about losing your Vine account.
Yeah, because I would just make a new Vine account. Like, yeah. I didn't care. They would only, like, MLB would only delete my Vine account, but now if I did it, they would delete my Twitter, and I can't have that.
They sure would.
Everett goes down to the DMs. When are we getting a Win Tits Repeat shirt? I need it.
I put that in over a month ago.
You think she'd go in the box?
She'd be the fucking leader of the box. What are we talking about?
I don't know if I'd let her.
True. Protection.
Yeah.
Mike goes, hey, guys, who's a player from the Red Sox teams in the 2010s era who doesn't get enough credit?
Darnell McDonald.
Ah, true. That's a pretty good one.
I love Darnell McDonald. Love him.
What a wild pull.
I know. It was quick. It was too quick.
I haven't heard that name in ages.
I know. Yeah, he played for the Yankees a little bit, too.
Yeah, that was the most fucked up thing ever. Because Darnell McDonald...
Slavery.
Darnell McDonald had dreadlocks, and then he got traded to the Yankees or signed with the Yankees, and they made him cut it.
That's not surprising. It's the Yankees.
And then they released him a week later.
Yeah, I can see him doing that.
It's the Yankees.
He only played for the Yankees for fucking 10 games, and he cut his dreadlocks because the Yankees made that stupid fucking hair rule. Hold on. Darnell McDonald... Is Darnell McDonald on the list of random players?
I think he is, yeah.
All right, Darnell McDonald. Guess how many fucking games he played with the Yankees?
Four. Okay.
Because are you looking at it?
No, I'm not.
Four fucking games. And did he get traded there? So he got played for them against his will? Selected off waivers by the Yankees from the Red Sox. He got selected off fucking waivers. So he played for the Yankees. That was not his choice. And then they told him to shave his fucking head, and then he did, and then he played four games, and then what'd they do? Did they release him? Hold on. Did they release him?
Did they? We'll never know. We're going to save this for when we pick him in the lottery. Look at that. That's a tease. My guy is Cody Ross. Cody Ross doesn't get a lot of love.
I feel like he's pretty beloved.
Yeah.
Was he?
Cheerful Cody Ross.
Maybe at this point we don't talk about him because we try to not remember 2012.
Yeah,
we try to
tough.
Look past it.
Cody Ross.
It's a tough question.
Maybe he had the second most RBIs in 2012 behind who?
in 2012.
Led the team in RBIs.
In 2012?
Easy answer.
David Ortiz? No, he was hurt in August.
Yeah. You know it. 2012?
JD Drew?
No.
I mean, like, you're doing David Ortiz's swing.
No, Agon did that occasionally. He'd flick it a little occasionally.
Well, that's probably the answer.
No, because he got traded halfway through the season.
Am I looking at this wrong? 2012 Red Sox, Adrian Gonzalez, 86 RBIs.
I mean, if he led the team in RBIs, that was the year that he got traded fucking halfway through the season.
123 games. Well, not halfway. In August.
It was in August.
Yeah.
And 123 is a sizable amount.
Actually, looking back on it, that's pretty bad.
That's why I didn't pick him because...
Yeah, he only played three quarters of the season.
Yeah.
That actually perfectly sums up the 2012 Red Sox.
Yeah.
Agon led the team in RBIs. He got traded in August.
Yeah.
That's probably the correct answer, even though I was one of his biggest haters the whole time he was here. But that's probably the correct answer.
So Cody Ross led the team in RBIs for the guy that was there the whole year.
I used to say all the time, too, because people hated Kyle Crawford, and I was like, he's going to figure it out. When his first year in Boston, he led the league in four-hit games. But he hit like 206. So it was.
Yes.
I'd be like, look, when he gets a hit, he's getting three more. So let's.
And he's got like six steals in those games.
Yeah,
too.
let's not focus on the 0-for-6 nights he has out there.
Yeah.
Elliot goes, what's up, guys? Hey, Do you think there's a chance that Yuri Tavares gets called up this year and then gets his number retired?
I mean, I feel like he's. They're just holding him back at this point.
I was going to say, the odds that he doesn't get his number retired are.
Just a huge guy from.
Minuscule.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hitting .296 with three bombs and 18 RBIs in Pawtucket.
Call him up.
Yeah.
Where'd you put him?
You can have him pitch. He's the guy that can do everything.
Jared just opened a new tweet.
You're like, wait, this is a good idea. So, this comes in from Jenna. Jenna's a girl.
Hey, what's up? Hey, wait.
What?
It's not my sister, right?
No, I would say if it was Jenna.
All right, hey, what's up, Jenna?
Actually, what's up, Jenna?
That'd be very funny.
What's up, Jenna? What's she doing, girl?
Yeah. If it is Jenna Kravis, what's going on, Jenna?
Yeah, I feel like no.
Yeah, real quick, nah.
Yeah, pass.
Just want to say love the pod, makes sitting at a cube all day with a view of Fenway bearable.
So this is humble very, brag.
This
humble
is very counterproductive because it's like, that is bearable.
That is very, yeah. Like, I love the podcast because it makes my fucking Boston skyline view and my six-figure salary so bearable.
It makes this perfect thing that everyone wants bearable.
I'm sure it's super annoying when there's a game going on, though.
Yeah. I mean, ugh. Tough life, Jenna.
Are you guys seeing this? It looks amazing, right? Fuck. Also,
I'm trying to do all this work that I really enjoy, but I'm so distracted by this fucking magnificent view right next to my cubicle. Ugh. And then on top of it, my fucking phone won't stop buzzing because I got a direct deposit. My check just came in. I'm making thousands of dollars every 2 weeks. What the fuck? But honestly, your podcast is what keeps me grounded, and I love it. Thank you.
So Jenna finishes by going, also, putting it in you two to actually crack the case of does Benny Buttcheeks have a girlfriend for the sake of every girl in Boston. Who knows? Maybe if he's single, you'll get a lot more girls into the booby box. So not really a question, just Jenna being like, I have an amazing view. I make a lot of money, and I love the show. Shout out Jenna for showing off. This comes from Mitchell, last one of the day.
Yes, so Mitchell.
Hey, Section 10 boys. With all the talk of pissing on people on Tuesday's contest on Tuesday's podcast, I thought I'd reach out with a story from my freshman year of college. Going to school in Portland meant I heard a lot of stories about the girls in my dorm hooking up with Sea Dogs players. One of my friends filled me in on her night with a player who got significant time in Boston in the following two seasons. He tried to give her a good old-fashioned golden shower after they were done. Thoughts on this post-game routine? This guy tried to pee on a girl.
Probably Swihart.
Is it like a Sea Dogs player that went to the Red Sox and was peeing on girls?
Yeah. Peeing on girls.
That's what the story was.
Did he ask first?
Well, it said tried, so.
What year are we talking? Did he say a year?
He didn't give a year, so if anyone's trying to figure out, you won't really know.
How good do we look together?
Could be Hillenbrand.
Now we're just going to throw names out. This is the guy.
I am, for certain.
We need to find the Phantom Pisser.
Yeah.
This is the player that pissed on girls.
I mean, I want to know who did it.
Yeah, me too. So Mitchell, let us know.
Give us a year. Give us a hint. Or like slide in my DMs and tell me which player it is.
Yeah.
And I directly tell me who
did
it.
Yeah, just rat him out. Rat out the pisser.
Really quick, emptying the bench
real
quick.
You ever peed on a girl before, Steve?
God, no.
Pussy.
Can I empty the bench?
I'm emptying the fucking urethra.
Shout out to the
guys have urethras. You empty the bladder. If your urethra is just like jammed up with pee, you got a whole different problem.
It's like, do guys have urethras?
Do guys have urethras?
Question of the week. Section 10 question of the week. Do guys have urethras?
Yeah, tweet it in.
Tweet, yeah. Like, let me know.
Urethras. Do guys have urethras? Shout out to the Section 10 listener by Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
So we're getting, we only got about 6 or 7 parks left.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing is going
to
be Landmarks.
One of my buddies going to D.C. I don't know if he has a Section 10 shirt, though, so that... That kind of is like a big part of it. But
just have a pal going on a trip.
Yeah. One of my friends is going on a trip.
Yeah. At the end of the show, we're just going to talk about what our friends are doing. Oh, cool. That sounds fun. Yeah. Nice. What's he going to do?
He's going to go do some sightseeing, yeah.
Well, White House?
Yeah, maybe.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. What is he, like a middle school teacher? What a shitty trip is that?
What, to D.C.? I'd love to go to D.C. I've been there, but it's been a long time.
Going July 4th.
Dude, just going
for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Maybe.
Who are you going with? My dad.
No, going with... What, and what would be wrong if I was going with my dad?
I mean, I'm just saying.
That was rude.
It was just a predictable answer.
I love my dad.
I love my dad, too.
Like. All right. That was such a rude answer.
Wait, who are you going with?
Our boys, Mikey and Stevie.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I gave you
those friends. You're going?
Oh, Jared's the one.
I literally gave you those friends. You guys are going without me?
I have two things to say here. Jared is the ultimate kid that, like, can't let you, the person that he introduces you, you like can't be friends with him because it's his person.
I'm not.
Also,
Coley,
Jared,
hold on.
Talked about
hold
this.
On.
No, 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 no,
silence.
No, 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 no,
silence. I need to talk to Coley right now. Okay.
We don't have time for this.
I introduced Mike and Steve to Steve.
Yeah.
Now they're friends. That's great that they're friends.
Yeah.
But the idea that they would then book a trip,
Jared,
July 4th to go see the Red Sox and not ask me to
you
go.
You were part of the conversation at Tavern.
Is that not fucked up?
Was there a conversation?
At baseball?
No.
Yes.
I was not
involved
in this conversation.
No, I know you were, but you definitely don't remember it.
Oh, is that the night I blacked out?
Yes.
Oh, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I didn't know you were in that state.
Doesn't count.
Steve,
yeah,
I
vomited.
The next
day you can run it back.
Yeah. I literally threw up
then
that night.
I'm also, this trip isn't like final.
I would like to come.
Okay, then you're coming.
All right, I'm going to be there.
This is becoming way more of a thing than it should have been.
What day of the week is July 4th? I mean,
that's
obviously.
It's like a Wednesday or something.
Yeah,
but we don't have to be here, obviously.
Oh, I'm going to be here.
You're going to be in the office on July 4th?
Blogging my dick off.
I don't think you are.
It's NBA free agency day.
All right, well, whatever. You're going to be the only person here then. Yeah, I want to go.
That's per usual.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
I'm coming.
Yes.
How far is the train ride from...
No, I'm taking the bus. 4 hours. Same as going back home.
Four hours?
4 or 5, yeah.
It's 5, yeah.
It's not much different than going back to Boston.
The train's train's 5. And it's
I
super
feel like
easy.
It can't be.
I've done it.
The train to D.C. from New York is 5 hours?
Yeah.
Why are you so surprised? Because
then why would the bus be the same?
It isn't. The bus to Boston is the same amount of time as the train to Boston.
I'm going to take the train.
All right, cool. I'll see you there. Shout out to the Red Sox. You're so upset we talked about this.
Steve, you were talking to a corpse.
This was the same thing. This was before
That's
you were
like...
That's
the same thing as like me going up to you while you're sleeping and like, hey, Steve, we're making some plans. You want to come?
We had talked about it before. You weren't like, I know when you're...
You don't. Like, you can't tell when I'm like... The more intoxicated I am, the less I
could tell
appear to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Another shout out to the Red Sox account for making a lightsaber gift
with
Mookie.
Yeah, you're a fucking flip flopping little bitch, Steve.
They're doing a better job
you
this year, and I like
shit
it.
On that account.
We
so
should call
much.
This shit on Steve. This is the segment name. Dude, they sucked last year, and I shit on them. They're good. This is exactly what you say about Red Sox players. If you suck, I'm going to say you suck.
Okay.
If you're good, I'm going to say you're good.
All right.
They did suck last year.
They did suck.
And they're good this year, so I'm praising them.
All right. But
did
I think
they get
it's
a new person like in February, though? Because they were bad when they just tweeted like the rivalry with 45.
Yeah,
well,
I bet you the person that tweeted rivalry got fired for that.
Yeah,
that's
probably
like,
did.
Killed, whoever
probably.
Came in afterwards. And then what else did they do? They tweeted something that was like super long. It was like a long, like long tweet. And everyone was like, what the fuck are you doing to my timeline
Didn't
right
they
now?
Tweet out the like brewery agreement the same day Stanton's on?
Yes.
That was a wild move.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you don't have to announce that the same day.
So, you have to announce it, period. No one cares.
Apologies. Apologies to that unemployed person's probably listening right now.
Yeah. Well,
so, our condolences.
I mean, Steve got you fired.
Whatever. But anyway.
You can work for us.
That person.
You just can't use
I
that
like,
yeah, they can't know. They have
I
no
appreciate
job here.
What this Red Sox account is doing. You guys are doing a great job.
They're trying their
I
best.
But why can't I appreciate them? Like,
no,
oh,
no, 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 no. You can. I changed my mind.
Okay. That is rare to hear that out of his mouth.
No, you made a good point.
Mookie Betts logo winner, Brian Moss. Shout out, Brian Moss. it was a great logo.
Oh, what's
the
it look
MB
like?
Jumping through the number 50. It was really cool. I'll pull it up. Please hold.
All right, so you picked Mookie's logo on behalf of Mookie?
No, we had the listeners vote on it, and the top one was this
guy. So Mookie had an idea. You stole it.
No, we're contributing to Mookie.
Okay.
All right. I'm changing the segment to shit on Steve.
Should just say in Times New Roman font, just Marcus.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, it's strong. Yeah.
Mr. 50.
That's pretty good.
That's what it looks like. Doesn't it look like Mr. 50?
I fucking hate this kid in this segment right now.
That's what it looks like. It doesn't.
He's jumping through a B.
It's supposed to be MB50, yeah. But it looks like Mr. 50.
Since his initials are MLB, it should just be like the Harmon Killebrew, but his batting stance.
Yeah. We had someone send that in with the chain, but it just looked. It looked kind of.
Shout out Mr. 50.
Right idea, wrong execution for that one.
Yeah. Go get him.
Shout out to Rohan that took Jared's drive-through thing for the.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
sell some run support.
That's funny.
Was he at Taco Bell or McDonald's?
It looked like McDonald's to me, Steve. It has to be Taco Bell. Okay. But like it was still funny.
Okay, yeah, it was pretty good. Shout out Rohan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving this guy Mike Whitman a shout out, and I'm going to explain why.
I feel like you definitely the panel has spoken. You have to reveal why.
I said it was fair, so the panel didn't speak.
I mean, you agreed with me.
I didn't.
Continue. Why does he get a shout out and for what?
That's a long explanation. I'll save it.
He bought his train ticket to DC.
Why do you owe him a shout-out?
I'll explain it. I'll explain it later.
I mean, you're using the airwaves to give out free shout-outs. I would like to know why are we shouting out this person?
Last one I had on here was shout-out to Tight Shirt Girl, but I feel like we've talked about her the entire show. Oh, man.
Look at us.
TSG.
Look at this.
Tight Shirt Girl.
Do you think we make smaller ones?
Yeah. I mean, look at us. Couple young kids. Couple old
kids. I'm telling you, I think it would be funny if you made that your Twitter biopic.
Or every time we won, that's instead of gold bottles.
Yeah.
Tweeted that out.
Me and Bay.
I mean, look at her. Look at how happy we look.
That's all we got.
Look at that.
I hope this guy like buys an axe and just comes swinging it at you.
I mean, she's
smitten.
She's something else.
Smitten.
She's an angel. So. Whatever she is, I just hope she's having a good day.
She's probably the one that got the job next to Fenway, making millions of dollars.
Maybe.
Just listening to you.
Look at us, two crazy kids.
Just bound together by the socks.
Yep. All right, we got anything else?
That's it.
All right, bye.
Food won't come.
Sorry, Blake's mom.
Oh, yeah.
On Steve's behalf.
And that girl's husband.
Yeah.
Ass fat. Yeah, I know. You just got cash. Blow some more.
Word.
Blow some more. Blow some more. The more you spin it, the faster go. Bad bitches on the floor. It's raining hundreds. Throw some more.
Okay.
Throw some more.
Tonight you gon' retire. You a bad bitch, I ain't even gon' deny her. She told me throw that money, I said make it worth my while.
Yeah, you said those things. This whole time it was you.
I brought up
the whole time I was thinking to myself, I was like, fuck, did I really say that?
No, I brought up the kill thing, yeah.
No, you said the whole quote that she tweeted. The whole quote was
No, that's not true. That's
yes,
not true.
It is.
What's the quote?
They could just kill Blake Swihart.
Yeah, that the quote was you, but I brought up the killing.
Yeah. Whatever.
This is so fucking
dumb. This is the dumbest shit
ever. This is so dumb. I can't believe we're leading with Blake's mom. Would you guys be doing something for the finals or for game 7?
Having multiple heart attacks is what I would plan on doing for game 7.
Dying is what I'm going to do for game 7.
This is instant suicide.
Me and my wife met you guys at Tavern. There were only two couples that met us. There was one from Ohio and then this couple.
Yeah, it's probably the Ohio couple.
Maybe, but like they tweeted at us with a photo. This guy didn't have the photo.
Who's going to win it? The Celtics. Because there's no other reason why. The Celtics are the balls.
This is like the best quote ever. Because you know that was like some Channel 5 news, like, and we went to the bar to see what the fans think about the Boston Celtics and Larry Bird. Who's going to win? The Celtics are going to win. Because there's no other reason why.
The reason why. The Celtics are the balls.
This is the best team with no stars ever. They got no stars. Who's their star? Al Horford? Jason Tatum? Jason Tatum's 15 years old. They don't have any stars. LeBron James, best player on the planet. Dude's going to lose in the conference finals to a team with no stars. I'm out here eating some Cheez-Its. Just having a good time. Celtics have no stars. They're going to go to the finals. Zero. Cheez-Its are pretty good.
She's an angel. So.
This is fucking shitty and grim in your face.
Whatever she is, I just hope she's having a good day.
I don't even know if, like, the dude that tweeted me that picture is the dude in the picture. Who knows? There's so much mystery behind this.
Normally this shit, especially if it revolves around you, I just let you take care of it. I am so invested in this.
Yeah, like, I'm so confused. Like, she's married. Is that the husband? I don't know.
Is that, all right, first off.
Who tweeted me that picture? I don't know.
Could that be the guy? Because first off, if I'm married to her, I'm probably not tweeting you the photo of her, especially if I knew you like I know you. And also, am I tweeting it to you and saying, like, she's a rocket? I don't think I'm saying that either.
No, like, they said, like, this is the rocket, as in, like, I referred to her as a rocket on the last podcast. He heard it. He said, here's the rocket.
But let's say, hypothetically, it's your girl, right? Are you sending that photo to someone else and saying, here's the rocket? I don't think I am.
I mean, if me and her listen to the show and they know me, then it's like, yeah, like, we're in on the joke because they're married. Like he doesn't feel threatened at all. Yeah, I have no problem. Like, if I was dating a girl and we, like, watched a TV show and, like, the main character was like, oh, I met this girl, she's really hot, then I'd, like, tweet the pic. Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't know. No, probably not.
I'm not sending that photo. I'm not sending it over. Once I heard the show, I'd be like, oh shit, they were talking about how form-fitting that shirt is around my girl's boobies. I don't think I'm enhancing his imagination by sending the photo over. Hmm. Either way, I'm all in on this. What did she say? What you say? That you only meant well, cause you did. What you say? Jason Derulo. That it's all for the best, because it is. I was so wrong for so long, only trying to please myself. Girl, I was caught up in her lust when I don't really. Forever. So let me in, give me another chance to really.